Well, we're back, and Johnny Jett is with us by phone from somewhere in the world. Thank you for joining us today, Johnny. Can you share with us where you're calling from?
Oh, Roy, how you doing? Can you hear me okay?
I hear you wonderfully. This, you know, this technology is terrific.
I'm calling you from my hotel room, from my computer on Skype. It's costing me 2 cents a minute, and I'm on an island 35 miles off the coast of Venezuela.
Oh, how wonderful. What's the name of the island?
Curacao.
Curacao, of course. You know, I'm always amazed. We had Evan Eggers called us from Germany last week on the VoIP system through his computer, and
VoIP.
Yeah, VoIP. Well, voice over internet protocol, right?
Yeah. That's
that. But Skype is great. I use it all the time. And for those that are not familiar with it, I'm sure that Johnny, I certainly do, recommend that you go to skype.com and download it. And as he said, here he is calling us from Curacao at 3 cents a minute. And since he is calling us at 3 cents a minute, let's chat a bit. What's going on, Johnny?
Oh, I'm down here for Carnival.
Okay.
And it's amazing. And people are so friendly, and the costumes are incredible. The food is good. And I almost feel like I'm in Europe once in a while.
Now, when did Carnival start?
It started, last night was the last night. But I believe it started 2 weeks ago with kids' Carnival and stuff.
Yeah, the build-up and all of that, yeah. How'd you get down there?
I flew American Airlines through Miami.
And American onward, or was there another carrier?
No, it's American.
Okay. And
737.
How long are you going to be there?
For about 2 more hours.
2 more hours?
Yeah.
My goodness. Are you heading home? Is that the plan?
I'm going to Miami, and I'm not sure if I'm going to L.A. or I'm going to go hang out in Florida for a couple of days.
Well, if you do, if you're up, up this Sarasota way, give me a call. We'll get together. But tell us about Curacao. It's been some time since I've been there. I'm sure there's some changes, but tell our audience what Curacao has to offer.
Well, it has beautiful beaches, really good diving. The island is small and it's safe, which I like. You don't see a lot of poverty. Actually, I didn't see any poverty, and I've been all around the island.
Right.
And the water's beautiful. It's warm. It's a Dutch Antilles. It's part of the Dutch Antilles.
Right.
And so there's
English
flair of Amsterdam.
English speaking, of course.
You know what? They do speak English, but the local language is Papiamento.
Right.
Which is a mix of Dutch and I don't know what else. But they all speak English. Well, actually, not everybody, but most people speak English, Dutch, Papiamento, and Spanish.
And what about, where are you staying? Give us some idea of hotel.
I'm staying at the Marriott, Curacao Marriott, which is very nice. It's one of the better Marriotts you'll find. It actually reminds me of the Delray Beach Marriott.
Right.
And or an international one. But there's some really nice hotels. Hotel Cura Hulanda. This one guy, he's a Dutch guy. And he's invested so much money in the country, and he's done so much for it. He opened up a slavery museum because there was no place here that offered, the history of the island, because this used to be a huge slave trading point.
Right.
And he wanted to show everyone, how terrible it was, and it was really moving, that museum.
Now, let me ask you this, Johnny. What about dining? Have you had a chance to dine around and take your usual beautiful photographs?
Oh, for sure. Last night I had my my best dining experience. It was actually at that hotel I just mentioned. They have a restaurant called Shapur. It's an Indian restaurant.
Right.
And the food was really good. But they also have a lot of Dutch food. And my dining experiences have been so-so. Some of them, for some reason, the Dutch waitresses do not like me.
Not too friendly?
They're usually friendly, but, Americans, when they sit down, they want to get the menu and they want to, get going. I know in Europe it's a totally different feel where it's a whole experience. You go out for 3 hours, and it's pretty much the same here.
You sit down and have a leisurely meal, and it goes on and on and on.
It does, which is great, but not when you're running on a tight schedule.
Right. Now, what about some links to there? Do you have a webcam or something like that?
I haven't done any of my research.
I'll do
my research after when I get home.
Well, first of all, you're in the middle of a carnival. And,
I did last night.
Right. Tell us a little bit about Carnival.
Wow. Well, there was 31 different floats. They prepare for 11 months. So it just ended last night, and they could take 1 month off, and then they start preparing for the following year. And they really get extravagant. What's great about it is they now allow tourists to get involved.
To join in the parade and the celebration and the floats.
Yep. So for 700 guilders, because that's what the money they use here, which, by the way, they don't use in Holland anymore. Now they use the euro. But here they use the guilder. But it's about 40% off. So if it's $10, it's $6. If it's 10 guilders, it's $6. And for you to join the parade, I think it's 750 guilders minimum.
Right.
And that includes your costume, which are very elaborate, and all food, transportation, and drinks. And they do a lot of drinking here.
is there a national drink?
Is there a national drink? Well, I've been drinking the stuff called Agua de la Monche, which is basically limeade.
Yeah, well, non-alcoholic.
A lot of people drink.
You're not a drinker.
No, I don't have alcohol in it, but a lot of people drink Amstel Bright, which I've never seen before. It's like light Amstel.
Right.
And actually, they do have a national drink. Their national drink is called Curacao.
Right.
Which you see in liquor stores. It's the colorful liquor.
And so you're going to be there another day.
Another 2 hours.
Another 2 hours. Hotels are looking good. Food is great.
They're not. What's great about this spot is that they're out of the hurricane belt. They haven't had a hurricane here for 230 years.
That certainly is good news.
Yeah.
Well, what would you say? I guess you would say that the highlight of the whole trip is Carnival.
It is, but yesterday I went ATVing, you know, four-wheel driving, and with this guy, Eric's Adventures.
Right.
He took it 35 miles around half the island, and I saw so much. It was pouring rain. It was a five-hour adventure. I got completely muddy. I felt like a kid again.
Right.
And that was definitely a highlight.
And
we got to interact with the locals. We ate at someone's house for lunch. That you would never find if you were not on this ATV.
Now, I assume that we're going to shortly see some great photos and maybe some video clips up on johnnyjet.com.
For sure. I'm actually working on the video right now, and the story will come out in a couple weeks.
Which you're taking with your little still camera.
Correct, but it also shoots video.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I went out and bought one after looking at some of your stuff, and I've been experimenting with it. And the problem is, of course, when you post some of this stuff, if you post it on YouTube, it seems to lose quality. And sometimes people get it up there, and it doesn't lose quality. I don't understand any of that. But
well, YouTube does cut the size down.
Yeah.
That's why I have two different video links on my website. One's for YouTube.
Right.
It's much faster to load, and then also one from my website, which is slower to load, but it's much clearer and crisper.
Right. And I like the way you mix your stills and your video. Your that last 3-minute presentation, which you normally have at the end, is really terrific, Johnny. And the site is getting better and better all along. I just don't know how you manage to travel as much as you do. I find it incredible. But you're the man, and we thank you for taking the time to call us from Curacao, and we look forward to speaking with you in the not-too-distant future.
Thanks, Roy. I hope to see you soon.
I do, too. Give us a call when you get in Florida.
All right. Take care.
Okay, Johnny. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.